Most often these days you hear it as a standalone song, but originally Summertime was woven into the very fabric of George Gershwin's most ambitious piece. Gershwin spent 9 years creating Porgy and Bess. His main collaborator was DuBose Hayward, the author of a novel called Porgy. Hayward wrote the words for Summertime and the words for most of the rest of the opera as well. We asked pianist, composer, and conductor Rob Capello to show us what makes it so great. He says part of it is a matter of placement.
It comes right at the beginning of the show, and in fact, the original version had a whole piano section right before it. And one of the most masterful things about this piece isn't the part you know as Summertime, but the 8 measures that transition, that set up this wonderful world of Catfish Row in the dilapidated South in the languid, hot summer.
Oh, now I think of the song as starting with the word Summertime.
And how wrong you are, Fred. And let me show you Gershwin's extraordinary dramatic genius, because there's not only compositional genius, but dramatic genius. We've just come out of a piano player playing the blues over and over. To make the scene change, all of a sudden the orchestra reduces to unisons and everyone plays this figure. Now, what I want you to get in your ear is the beginning note and the ending note. Just for curiosity, it's F natural. Starts and ends on this note. A moment later, we do the same figure down here. But the last note gets changed, and that note brings us into the world of Catfish Row. Instead of, we get this. That one note suddenly makes a scene change for us. Only Gershwin, just one single note. Now, remember this note forever as the note that's Catfish Row. This F sharp. We do it again to establish us.
Okay, I've got it in my mind.
You got
now.
Catfish Row down there. Then the clarinet floats in from the heavens, bringing in the other 2 notes that we need to establish not only Catfish Row, but Clara rocking her baby, because Summertime is actually a lullaby. Clara rocking her baby. So she rocks above Catfish Row, left and right. And she rocks back and forth. All we've got is Catfish Row and rock left, rock right. Now, once we've got this established, then to make it languid and summery, we slow it down to half the speed. Now it's rock, rock with bells, rock. And then in a beautiful crossfade, the voice comes in with Summertime over the rock, rock. Now, not only is the melody perfect at that moment, but the harmony is fantastic. Get this in your ear. Down here, Catfish Row. Rock left, rock right, left. Now we put that into a chord. Left, right. And the chords rock back and forth. The perfect depiction of summer. There's nowhere to go. You go back and forth between 2 chords.
So we've taken these notes that we've already heard, right. And suddenly those 2 notes are turned into harmony.
Exactly. It's like black and white being filled into technicolor right as the voice comes in exquisite crossfade. 1 note, a rocking theme, slow it down, and then harmony. But not only that, that languid slowness of summer is also in the fantastic rhythm of the very first word, summertime. It could have gone like this, summer, time and the livin', but in fact, it holds that syllable time, summer, time, and then goes on. And that stretching of that note, that beautiful high note, somehow we're in this incredibly languid world within 2 notes. The chords rock back and forth, nowhere to go. The melody sits there, nowhere to go. We're in summertime in Catfish Row. Summertime, rock back and forth. And the living is easy. All we do is rock back and forth. Now, the words are fish or jumping. To set the jumping, he could have just done this. Jumpin'. But there's this wonderful sliding music to set the slithering summer. Jumpin'. Listen to this. That's what makes Gershwin great. Now, and the cotton is high. Has fantastic harmony. Listen to these dissonances. Listen to this. Listen to this. Now, Gershwin took the world of the South, but he made it his own New York harmony. Not this, but the blues chord. Then we slide back into our repeat. Oh, your daddy's rich, and we're back to our alternation. The same 2 chords, and your mommy's good looking. Then, the one change, and this is what makes Gershwin such a fantastic dramatist. The words are, "Hush, little baby, don't you cry." And all the emotion that a mother could feel is in one tiny change. We change to the major to directly address the baby. "Hush, little baby." And this cadence should have been, "Don't you cry." Anyone else would have written, "Don't you." Now listen to this wonderful chord. "Don't you." All the emotion you could ever feel for a child is right there in that one chord. And then we're back to summer. And believe it or not, that's the whole song. Unlike other Broadway songs, that's it. The second verse repeats it exactly. If you get rid of the ending and the beginning, there's only 12 measures of music in one of the most famous songs ever penned.
And it's so simple and straightforward, and it's perfect.
And one of the reasons it's perfect is it's not a song, it's a lullaby. It's a moment in a piece of musical theater where she's not singing a song, really. It's just a lullaby. And then when the chorus comes in to sing the second verse, it's not just add the chorus. All the relationship of the community for its children is there. A simple lullaby, 12 measures, but summer is there. You've never had a more perfect depiction of a person, a community, and a time and a place than summertime.
I'm feeling the heat and humidity and the community all around me. Rob Capello, thanks for showing us what makes summertime so great.
Thank you, Fred.